about a fire left in me.
Rachel Platten, it's the fight song on Algoa FM. Still got a spark, still got a little fight left in me. Christian Heath with a song called Mine just up ahead.
This is Algoa FM.
That it is at 20 to 5 on your Tuesday afternoon, 8 December 2020. Very, very significant day in the history of public transport in the George area and the Garden Route at large. Today, Go George celebrates its 6th birthday, 6 years of service to the George community. And with that in mind, I have James Robb on the line, Go George manager. We've chatted numerous occasions in the past. I'm not sure when our last chat was. James, you said this must be our first... Or certainly first post-COVID chat, shall we put it that way?
Absolutely. Thanks, Lance. Afternoon to you and to the listeners.
Yeah, good afternoon. Great to have you on the line. It's hard to believe that 6 years have gone by since the rollout of George's own public bus service, 8th of December 2014. You must remember like it was yesterday, back in 2014, 5 o'clock in the morning, the first buses leave the York Street depot. On the other hand, it must feel like 20 years ago, given the way this year has been. I presume this past year, it must have felt like several years in itself, managing the COVID pandemic on a public transport service, no less.
Absolutely. I was going to say it's more like a century ago, but yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was rain on this day 6 years ago, and it's raining in Georgia right now, so it seems like we're going full circle. But yeah, Lance, we're extremely proud and grateful to have been this far. As you said, you know, on the day we rolled out 4 routes back in 2014, we're now on 26 active routes across the town, including our latest rollout just before COVID in March this year. Maybe just to give some statistics out of interest, you know, in the past year, despite our COVID services, we've traveled an average of 3.5 million kilometers, over 240,000 trips operated this past year, and our current network covering over 140 kilometers of road network. So, of course, there are more phases to come. As I'm sure you and the listeners know, it has proved to be more challenging and complicated than we'd hoped for. But we remain positive, looking forward to expanding the service to other areas of the town. And as you said, we definitely haven't lost our fight song yet.
Fantastic. The stats certainly to make your head spin, but of course there's so much more to the story as well. Now, let's talk about the COVID-19, since we can't and shouldn't really get away from the topic too far these days. How are you managing the pandemic while we all know that public transport is a high-risk environment for the spreading of the virus? On the one hand, you're running a business, you're running a service. On the other hand, you obviously have obligations regarding the safety of your passengers. How are you managing that? What must be an incredibly difficult balancing act?
Yeah, thanks for the tricky question, Lance. I think, you know, to start with, I think for us personally, it's been difficult. And as a Go George team, our first approach always is to jump in boots and all to assist in any sort of disaster situation. And this has been a very different one. You know, every time before we act or respond, we've got to consider quite a few elements, including the safety of our own team, the continuity of the service. So there's been a lot more we've had to take into account before we make every decision. But I think just in general, you know, we started with a reduced service, and of course that had its challenges communicating with passengers, especially since our customer service staff, our champions, weren't allowed to work. Naturally, passengers were worried, several of them panicky, and, you know, all of us have been thrown by the pandemic. And of course, you know, our drivers have been in the front line of exposed workers. We have had several that have contracted COVID, and unfortunately at this stage, two of them have passed away. But yeah, you know, this brief period before our latest rise in infections was a bit of a good relief for us. But unfortunately, we're once again hammering on our safety precautions and doing our best to get everyone to take responsibility. Now, as you said, at the moment, all businesses and schools are operational, so our entire community is needing to get to work and school. And for that reason, it's, you know, we're really struggling. We cannot lower our capacity. The level one restrictions at the moment are 100% loading capacity. So, you know, our passengers don't always understand. They do feel unsafe, and we absolutely respect this. But we are really doing our best, urging passengers to adhere to simple safety measures, wearing a mask over mouth and nose, of course, both important, sanitizing hands, washing hands, keeping a safe distance where possible, keeping bus windows open for good ventilation, sneezing, coughing into your bent arm, and of course, sort of a few cardinal ones for us, not traveling on the bus when sick, And we've also been encouraging passengers to really try and travel off-peak as far as possible, or ideally not use the bus at all for non-essential business trips. So quite a mouthful there, Lance.
Yeah, for the times as well. And it has been quite alarming to see the resurgence in terms of numbers, and we can't emphasize enough, certainly to apply common sense, but also the protocols that have been well publicized and no doubt will continue to be so. The impact on the transport industry and most industries, obviously, is just enormous, James, and delivering the much-needed service, but asking people to rather not make use of your service. Who could have thought this a year ago? Let's end off our conversation on a positive note, though. It is your birthday, after all. Tell us about some of the happenings now 6 years down the line.
But of course, tomorrow, you know, if you ask my kids who doesn't enjoy a birthday, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, Lance, all jokes aside, this has been a strange birthday. You know, normally we'd be across town making a noise with all our communication champions and celebrating, handing out some treats to charities. But of course, our focus is very different this year. You know, on a more serious note, we really are thinking of those who have lost loved ones, their incomes, the roof over their heads. And I think for us, very sincerely, we really want to thank our passengers, our staff, our stakeholders in delivering the service, the government departments that have funded our efforts, some of them obviously their patience and cooperation, some for their support and the long hours of work, and of course others for their courage. You know, many of our staff going way out of their way, above the call of duty, performing duties despite the risk. And you know, we really couldn't have reached this milestone without people that care. And you know, I think just in closing from our side, I always like to say that we're far from perfect, but every day when we get up, we try again, and we strive for excellence as far as we can.
I think that's so much in evidence, James, and certainly our condolences to the families and the family that is Go George on the numbers that you have lost over the past time as well. I know in the last 6 years, like I said, in some ways it's 6 short years, but they've been such dramatic years in a lot of ways, and Go George has always been on the forefront. I'm thinking especially situations like the Knysna fires and surrounds our Go George, really, like you said, just jumped in boots and all. And all the help that was given and offered at great personal sacrifice and far beyond the call of duty. And now, of course, during this time of COVID, always proactive, always progressive, and always in it with your heart. Thanks once again, James. Rob joining us, manager of Go George. 6 years old today, 6 years young today. And you mentioned at the beginning of our chat that it's raining in George and that it rained 6 years ago during the launch as well. Rain, of course, very well known as signifying blessing in Africa. And we certainly wish that to you and yours and your extended family at Go George in the times ahead.
Great. Thank you so much, Lance. Really appreciate the kind words, and thanks to the listeners. Hopefully we'll get to chat again soon.
Absolutely. Blessed Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Cheers.
AlgoaFM.co.za, where your music, your world, is less than a click away.
Harold's Electrical Wholesalers.